It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Now, I am amongst the world of TikTok, and depending on what your situation is, the For You page on TikTok dedicates certain content to you.
Of course, yeah.
Okay, so my content would be different to your content. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I wait for every day is to find out whether it's a bones or no bones day.
Now, I'm assuming that this has something to do with the seminal TV show starring David Boreanaz and also Zooey Deschanel's sister, whose name I can't think of.
No. Is it Marisha?
Emily. Emily Deschanel.
Emily, okay, right.
Just, I'm watching the intro now.
There you go. No, it's definitely not that.
Oh.
Sorry. I'm sorry for all the Bones fans out there.
I guess you jazzed up.
Yeah, it really does. No, I've never seen an episode. I have no idea what that is.
Too scary.
Too scary. Well, this is beautiful, right?
Okay.
So basically, there's a guy on TikTok, and his name is Jonathan Graziano, right? Mm-hmm. And each and every day, he tells the world of TikTok what type of day we're going to have. And here's how he does it.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to yet another round of No Bones, the game where we find out if my 13-year-old pug woke up with bones. And as a result, we find out what kind of day we're going to have.
Okay, so Noodles is his elderly pup,
yeah,
right? And No Bones means, so what happens is that Noodles is in his bed, okay, and he's got a lovely little furry bed. And so Jonathan will pick him up every morning. Now, if it's a No Bones day, Noodles will fall straight back down again.
Oh, okay.
But if it's a bones day, Noodles will stand up on his legs before taking a seat. Okay?
Right.
So No Bones day is not a good day. Bones day, very good day.
Okay.
Let's find out what type of day we're going to have today.
This could go either way. Noodle went on a very sprightly walk last night. So he could be tired from that. He could be totally tired from that. Or he could still be feeling jazzed from it. Oh, and he's feeling jazzed. Look at those bones. Oh, yeah, lie down. Oh, my gosh. We don't need him to use them. We just need to know they're there. Okay, it's a bones day on a Monday, you guys. This is so exciting. You know what to do. You've got to treat yourself today.
Okay.
That's it.
Right.
So it's Monday over in the States. This one just dropped. So whenever you hear of bones or no bones, you're going to hear about that a lot lately. Now you know exactly what we're talking about.
I initially thought it was about the TV show, and then as the story went along, I thought, when you were saying bone or no bone, I thought you meant he picked up the dog and held him up at the camera and it was like a lipstick or no lipstick situation.
No, that's just your Saturday night, Tom.
We're just let's get stuck into Tuesday, shall we? Just get right into it.
Yeah.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
We're waking up to, you know, various news this morning from all around the world, but there's a story from Australia that I am I'm a little bit surprised about, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's caught me off guard, and I don't know how to feel about it.
Okay, so you're looking pretty serious.
Yeah. No, I'm okay.
You're gonna get through it.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. It is sad news.
Mm.
We're going to have to bid farewell, at least in this kind of sense, to someone that we know and love very well. It's been a big part of my life for the last 2.5 years.
Okay.
And you may know her as...
She's the girl with the bow and the hair. Everybody put your hands in the air and say E-M-M-A.
What do you mean?
E-M-M-A.
Emma's leaving the Wiggles.
No.
Apparently, after 11 years. Now,
says, no way.
I don't think she's been the Yellow Wiggle since 2010. I could be wrong, but I know for a fact that she was Dorothy the Dinosaur for a little bit before she was Yellow Wiggle. And
yeah.
She held various roles before she took over from Greg as the full-time Yellow Wiggle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So she has announced that she is stepping away from the Wiggles, Emma Watkins, after 11 years to pursue other opportunities. She wants to finish her PhD in filmmaking.
Wow.
She's going back to school, guys.
She's so talented.
I was going to say rich, either way.
Yeah.
She is. She's amazing. And that's the thing. Like, it's very funny watching the other guys. So Simon the Red Wiggle, he's the opera singer. Very good.
Yes.
Lockie is the...
what does he do?
Bit of a heartthrob, fun guy. He's the cute one that the mums love.
Really?
Yeah.
Lockie.
Definitely. I mean... Simon's got the
jawline. Maybe you got to be a mum to get it. I don't know.
But anyway, he's the fun one, and he's the multi-instrumentalist.
Okay.
But so, I mean, Anthony's also a multi-instrumentalist, but Anthony doesn't sing, we found out not long ago.
Mm.
He doesn't actually sing in the band. Anyway, so Anthony's the only original one. But she nails everything. Being a dancer herself, she's the one that will hit all her marks. So you watch them do their numbers. And if you've not noticed this before, next time you watch the Wiggles, watch them do their numbers. And she is on point every time. And she's plie-ing and she demi-plie, whatever.
Mm.
She's doing it all right. See, up there on the telly right now. Anyway, the boys are just like fluffing it along in the background. And she's like,
she's leading the group.
So she's gonna take those skills and move into filmmaking and also continue her work with the deaf community, which is really good.
Yes, that is great.
Because she has brought in a lot of that, you know,
Auslan.
Auslan, learning the Auslan alphabet and working that into their songs and stuff. So that's really cool. But yeah, it is a sad day. What is happening, though, is they're not getting rid of the Yellow Wiggle. They're bringing in a new Yellow Wiggle.
Yeah.
Remember, like, a couple of months ago, they announced that there was going to be two of every Wiggle?
Cast. And it was like a YouTube show that
Fruit Salad TV.
How could I forget Fruit Salad TV?
Right, so there was a new Purple Wiggle, and I think the new Purple Wiggle was a guy from Justice Crew.
Yeah, that's right.
And I guess that's still a thing. But the new Yellow Wiggle, that will be the full-time Yellow Wiggle, they're drawing from that cast. So they didn't go and hire, you know, another one again.
Okay.
So
was it a girl, the Yellow Wiggle?
Yeah, so I hope I'm pronouncing her name correctly, but it's Suhei, and she's Suhei Hawkins. She's in year 10. She's 16. She's from New South Wales.
What?
Ethiopian heritage, adopted at 7 months of age by her Australian parents, and she's got a little brother who was adopted from Colombia. She's grown up watching the Wiggles.
So she's 16.
She's grown up watching the new Wiggles.
She's not original.
World champion dancer, though, represented Australia at the World Latin Dance Championships, winning 11 Australian titles and 4 world titles in Latin and commercial dance.
Oh, man.
She's the current Australian and World Youth Lady Salsa and Urban Latin Champion.
Does that mean we're getting some salsa on the Wiggles?
Yeah, I reckon so. And current World Amateur Lady Salsa and Urban Latin Champion.
Oh my god!
So I think the dancing side of things is going to be fine.
So it's not going to be like, because I know some kids that have like the ballet vibe, you know, the Emma's ballet stick or whatever at home, you know.
Emma's ballet stick.
Yeah, you know, you buy the bar.
You
the
were
bar,
right before.
Ballet
you,
bar.
You were right before. You do have to be a mum to get it.
Missed the show? Here are the best bits of Tom and Logan.
Tom and Logan
on K-Rock.
You were away for a bit. Before that, I was away for about 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
So when I said I was going on 2 weeks leave, well, what I didn't tell you that it was actually sick leave.
Yes.
Right? Because I had to get a little procedure done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And no, it was not cosmetic, even though that was the first thing you said.
Little tuck, little lift.
Right.
Little laser.
It was a little laparoscopy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So basically, keyhole into the belly button and some keyholes into my stomach as well, right?
Yeah.
So I've got some pretty sexy little nips, little scars there at the moment,
okay.
Right? And also, they go up. Okay, so they go up in the procedure as well. So this was so they could diagnose me with endometriosis,
okay.
Right? And I know that every one of your co-hosts has had endometriosis, so I think it's you. I think you're the common denominator.
Yeah, I know, right? I actually messaged one of my co-hosts. I was like, hey, get yourself checked.
Because it could be you
Because, yeah, it seems to be me that's the common denominator.
I think so. Look, I'll admit, I felt like a pretty bad female because when they mentioned it to me 2 months ago, I'm like, what? What and what now? Like I've heard of endo, but I had no idea. I had no idea what it was. So it turns out, for anyone that's wondering, might be having these symptoms, like constant pelvic pain, heavy and painful periods. Sorry. I'm sorry to say.
Hey,
sorry.
Mate,
I saw your
fine.
Eyes.
No,
I know. I'm sorry.
No, I prepped myself for that.
Bad bloating, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
It's not normal.
No. Okay.
Not normal,
sure,
right?
Sure.
And I had these symptoms for like 20 years.
Yeah,
but right. No one had discovered it until that point. So it's been growing in there for quite a long period of time.
Yeah.
But I went to the Epworth here in Warm Ponds, and can I just say, amazing. Like, shout out to everyone that works there.
Yeah.
It was awesome. And I get wheeled in, right? So I'm on the bed and I get wheeled in and Oh, I was like saying, this is a 5-star resort. And the nurses are all laughing at me because they're like, how are you feeling? I'm like, this is the most exciting thing I've done all year. Like, I know you might feel weird, but I'm out and about, I'm chatting to new people.
Yeah.
They're like, are you cold? I'm like,
People that care about you.
People that care.
It's a very unusual experience.
Right. Yeah. They gave me a blanket that was warmed up.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Oh, I'm like, this is a spa resort, right?
Yeah.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
Now, the best thing about surgery, in my opinion, is the general anaesthetic.
Yeah.
You've told me many times. I just wanted to go off world for a little bit, right? It's been a stressful few years.
Yeah.
Take me off world. Mm. This is where I want to go for a bit. And it turns out that I was quite the chatty lass coming out of surgery.
Amazing. Yes.
Right?
Do I have audio? Please tell me there's audio.
No, there's no audio. There's no audio. I'm sorry.
Damn it.
But I was telling the nurses, you know, don't worry about me. Have your lunch break. Have you eaten today? Like, one of them was going on lunch and the other one was sitting there and I'm like, your makeup looks so good. And she's like, I'm wearing a mask. You can't see. I'm like, I can tell in your eyes. Have you had crackers today? Like, I was really chatty, right?
You're the best.
Anyway, then I go back to my room and the nurse is there with me and I had to go to the bathroom. So she was helping me. She's like, okay, I want you to sit up at the edge of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure that you're okay. I'm like, all right. And then I'm like, yep, good to go. I get up and then I start falling into the wall.
Oh, God.
And she grabs me and I'm like, I'm going on an adventure. And so she's laughing and I'm just finding this hilarious, right?
Yeah.
But then I remembered something even worse in the operating room.
So you've remembered all this. This hasn't been recounted to you by the nurses.
No. I remembered this.
Okay, that's weird.
And then, well, they kind of told me a few other things as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And this one jogged my memory, right? Apparently when I was in the operating room, they wheeled me in. And everyone, once again, so nice. You are all beautiful people. I kept telling everyone, thank you for your service. Like, I just kept saying that to every person in the hospital.
Man, you're
thank
so
you
weird.
For your service. Just because what a horrible period it's been for all of you. And just thank you for being beautiful humans.
Yeah.
And so they put you in that little room before the operating room. And they're giving me, you know, a few bit of the medicine in the arm, right, and stuff. And they wheel me into the operating room. And it's beautiful. I've been in an operating room before. This one has windows to outside and it was so I'm like, wow. Like, and the anaesthetist is putting the stuff in.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'm like, wow, this is amazing, guys. Like, you work here? Cool. I'm like, look at all your happy faces. They're all wearing masks, right? I can't see it. Anyway, I go under. There's about 7 people in the room.
Yeah.
Anaesthetic is working, operation a go go.
Cool.
But what happens is that they take you from the bed that they wheel you in and they pull you over to the metallic table, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've got the gown, nothing underneath.
Yeah. Standard.
And it's backless.
Yeah.
Right? And because they're working on that area.
Yeah, yeah.
No undies, nothing, right?
Of course, yeah, yeah.
So they picked me up and they put me to the metallic table. But I think because I was a bit sweaty and nervous, my ass cheek got caught on the table, and you know when it kind of pulls a bit, right? And so I kind of went, oh, and so I woke up, and then I pronounced to the room very emotionally,
yes, yeah.
Oh no, you've all seen my bum. I'm so embarrassed. And you know when you're crying in a dream,
yeah, yeah,
and you don't have tears, but I was going, I'm embarrassed. And all I remember is just their smiling, like, eyes.
Yeah.
Just staring at me, like, and one of them patted my head.
Oh, my God.
And I just passed out. And can I just say, they saw way more than my bare ass that day. Way more.
And they went home and they told their family and friends, oh, my God, you should hear the story that we experienced today. Oh, mate, thank you for sharing, though.
Oh, you're welcome.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Now, we love a drive-through.
Mm-hmm.
We love a bit of that action. Pop in, get a coffee, get a burger, whatever. A video's gone viral from a New Zealand Macca's employee. It's been viewed more than 274,000 times. He says, and I quote, McDonald's drive-through facts. 1, we can hear everything you're saying even when our mic is off. 2, our cameras take mugshot photos of you so we know which order is yours.
Oh,
3,
no.
You can order a recipe book. That's a fun fact.
Recipe book?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, to make my own things?
Well, he says,
Sorry, follow-up question.
He said the Macca's he works at sold a recipe book which customers could purchase. I mean, it's, it backs up claims made by another Macca's worker in the UK earlier this month who said that seeing the mugshots of random people makes my day. And in the comments section, a whole heap of Macca's staff have chimed in saying, oh, yeah, I can. You can hear quite a bit. You can definitely hear all the passengers in the car, the whole conversation. So if you are not happy with... If you're not happy with how your interaction goes at the speaker, then as you, you know, you're sitting around or whatever, waiting to go on, drive on, and you maybe have a bit to say about that interaction in the car, maybe think twice or at least wind the window up next time. They'll still be able to see you, though. It's other co-workers who claim to work at Macca's said, literally, we can hear everything they say, and I've seen so many people picking their noses.
Oh, gross.
Because you know you're doing that, and then you're putting your hands in your fries.
But it's
stuff,
more like the stuff that you drive up to the box. It's like, what do you want? Oh, no, no, just make up your mind. What is it? All right, if you don't decide right now, I'm driving through. Hi, how are you going? You know what I mean? Like at the box.
Oh, yeah.
When you're in the car and you're yelling at everyone.
To other people. What you,
like they can hear all that.
Yeah. I think that's okay. I think it's more the ragging on them that you'd be worried about them hearing.
Right.
Yeah. And then, hey, you know, they have the highest quality of food handling. So you would never have any fear of them doing anything to your food.
No, of course not.
Certainly not any outlets in Australia, that's for sure.
God, no.
I would not suggest otherwise.
No.
But also, it's always important to be nice to people that work.
Any people in general? Or?
Just people. Particularly the ones that are working on the front line.
Okay.
And dealing with your crap in the drive-thru and having to look at your ugly head.
Yeah.
It's your daily on-demand fix of K-Rock's Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Log.
This is it. Guess the year.
It is Geelong, the Surf Coast, and the Bellarine's favourite Tuesday base game. I'm talking about Guess the Year. Here's how it works. We're going to play little bits of songs, and Loggy, we're going to have to cast our mind back through the mists of time. And try and work out where we were and what we were doing when we first heard that song.
Mm.
And give us some sort of indication as to what year it was released.
Mm-hmm.
We then write that year down on a piece of paper.
Yeah, it's not always attached to emotions. Quite an emotional game. You wouldn't think so.
No, you're right. It certainly dredges up quite a bit.
Mm.
We have a big hug after the show.
Yeah.
So... So then we write down a piece of paper, we reveal on three. There are strict rules and guidelines, not guidelines, just rules, around the way we do the reveal and the way we say the years. That's Loggy's department. It's her thing, so we just go with it. And there's closest to that going over in the traditional Price is Right arrangement.
Love you, Larry.
You missed last week.
No, I did it.
Was it the year before, the week before?
I haven't been here. What?
Last week?
Saying love you, Larry.
Two weeks ago, you went here. So I had to play with Adam.
Yes.
And Adam didn't know the love you, Larry thing. Oh, so I had to teach him.
Okay.
Love you, Larry.
Yeah, nice.
Good to see you.
Yeah, me and Adam do get confused quite a bit.
Just in general or for each other?
Yeah.
Both. Anyway, so best of three arrangement. I think that's it. Are we ready to play?
Yes, man.
Okay, question number one for Guess the Year this week. You can play along at home. If you're in the car, don't write anything down. 10-2, thanks, guys. Might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie. Be bye.
Ooh.
Yes. So it's NSYNC, and I reckon we've had NSYNC recently in another game. Was
Lyrical
it Lyrical Headlines last week?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
I'm going to say... Yes.
I think we might have been, yeah.
I was early high school, I believe.
Were you really?
I believe.
Okay. Interesting. That's cool. All right. I think I'm around the mark. I think we've had this song before, to be honest with you. But, okay, reveal it. 3, 2, 1. The year 2000. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
Good.
Bless your heart.
Let's find out.
The year was 2000.
Oh, on the head, mate.
Well done. I don't think I know that. I think I just remember from when we've had it in the game before.
You're good luck.
Okay, question number two.
Fugees.
Yeah, Lauryn Hill.
Okay. I think I know this one.
Okay, well, so do you want to add any colour around that? Or
the only colour is that the year comes to me because it was a very good year for music.
Oh!
And I was really liking the Fugees. when I was around this age, okay. And continually since then.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't tell.
So I'm having a guess. I could definitely be wrong.
Okay. We'll reveal see. In 3, 2, 1. 1995.
Ooh. The year was 1996.
Yes, baby.
Oh, well done, mate.
Thank you. Good I on knew you. It in my water.
You
I
did. You really
it.
Knew We're that one. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. This is for the win. Question number 3.
Oh, this is hard.
Is this the original, Bobby McFerrin?
Yeah. That's hard. Because it sounds 80s, right?
Lean on me. I just, something's popped into my head.
Okay, I'm just going
I'm
with
going
something
with it
too.
Yeah, okay.
I think I'm totally wrong here.
Okay.
I think so I've gone too early.
Remember, it's closest to without going over. Revealing yeah. 3, 2, 1.
1978. Oh, damn, yes. I think you've gone all right there. Yeah.
The year was 1987.
Yes!
Oh, you'll take that.
Woo! That's a win.
That's the win for you. 87.
Yeah, we both thought it was early. So really, we both won there.
Okay. Well, no, we really didn't. You just won.
Yeah.
But also, I'm going to probably just do a quick Google and fact check that.
Yeah.
As I just have to, just for my own.
Yeah, of course.
I'll barely mention it later in the show if it is wrong. Yeah. Just got to clear something up because there are definitely people that heard that last segment where we played Guess the Year and are just thinking, man, those guys are dumb.
They have no idea.
So dumb.
Yeah.
So Lean On Me was the song that we had, right? Mm. And we had to guess what year it came out. I said Bobby McFerrin.
Yeah.
It's not Bobby McFerrin, all right, to be fair.
Yeah.
Bobby McFerrin didn't do Lean On Me. He did this one. Don't worry.
So what a tune, though. What an artist. I can see why he was in your head.
Completely different song.
And, I mean, a good message.
Yeah, you know. It is. Don't worry, be happy. Such a good message, right? So Bill Withers was the guy that I meant to say, right? So this is the Bill Withers. We all need
somebody. And that's good. That's just gold.
Yeah. And that was 72, right? And that's not. So I said 78 because I was thinking it was in that realm. But that, and I would have been wrong anyway because I would have been over. But that's not the version that we had play. This is the version that we had play. Right? And that's Club Nouveau.
Club Nouveau.
From 1987.
Yes.
So the year was correct. It was just the version that we had wrong. And I'm glad we cleared that up for everyone.
I'm glad too.
It's a good reason to stop down the show. To let people know that we understand why we sound stupid.
Yeah, exactly. And we're all humans.
We
somewhat.
Are.
We make mistakes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. It's just a little bit more obvious when we do it.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Mm. We know what we signed up for. And you do too.
Tom and Logan. K-Rock.